Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
Metro Nashville Police are expanding their latest mental health efforts to new areas.
The Tennessee Titans have released their schedule for the 2022-2023 regular season.
Plus, has Nashville contributed enough money to secure the Titans with a new stadium for 2026?
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily. Did you know that you can get some of the best and most sustainable and freshest coffee here in Nashville with just a few clicks?
Yeah, you just head over to this website, blessedaycoffee.com.
You can head over to blessedaycoffee.com and get some very unique roasts that maybe some of the local places won't have here in Nashville. I'll talk about it while we show on the screen some Blessed Day Coffee roast, but you can go over to blessedaycoffee.com, use the discount code EXPLORE20 at checkout and get 20% off. You can see some of the wonderful flavors on there, and then they have plenty more offered up on their website, but you can head over there. I'll put that on the screen again for you guys, blessedaycoffee.com. Use that discount code EXPLORE20 at checkout, and they offer a lot of free delivery for those of you in the Nashville area, so take advantage of that. If you don't want to drive out to get your local coffee, have it delivered. blessedaycoffee.com.
So there was a program that started with the Metro Nashville Police Department probably a year ago, maybe, in the Hermitage precinct.
Correct.
And this is basically in partnership with the, let's see, I can't remember the organization, a mental health cooperative. And basically what's happening is when a Metro police officer in the Hermitage precinct, they're going out and they also have somebody that's with this organization as well.
Yeah, specifically for if something they believe is mentally health related, right? Yes. Not for all calls. But they partner with a mental health cooperative clinician to try and make the best of the situation there. Well, according to News Channel 5, they found a lot of success. We talked about the success of this program a couple weeks ago, some of the stats that they mentioned here in this article, since this program launched last June, officers and mental health workers in the North and Hermitage precincts have responded to 3,000 calls. Police said less than 4% of those calls resulted in arrest. Now, it's not all the stats that we could want to really see success out of this, but it's a start. So now they're going to be expanding this, and looks like they'll be launching the program in the South Precinct in the next 6 months. The mayor's office said in February that Metro Nashville Police plans to train 550 police officers in the crisis intervention over the next 3 years.
They're also launching it in the Central Precinct as well. This started last Monday. And so that's it's a really interesting area because of the amount of disturbances and panhandling and stuff situations down there.
Downtown?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting, and it may have a lot of success in downtown.
Yeah, I was about to say, take what they learned from the Hermitage in North Nashville, apply those lessons downtown, because downtown probably gets a lot of that stuff. So that'll be interesting to see how that pans out. A lot of talk about the Titans today. First, about their schedule for the 2022-2023 regular season. This was released last week, and we have, according to News Channel 5, their season and some of the highlights.
All right, so their first game is going to be the Titans will open the season inside Nissan Stadium against the New York Giants on September 11th.
I think that will be a game where we see a flyover, a big flyover.
Like the one where it was too low last year?
Maybe. Maybe
that was a pretty low flyover.
It was. It went below the stadium. I was there.
Yeah, it was crazy. Let's see what else. There's going to be first game on September 11th, and then basically, I'm trying to see how many home games there are. Let me recount this real quick.
So while you do, I mentioned some of the games. The following week, the Titans will travel to Buffalo after that for a Monday night game against the Buffalo Bills. After that September 11th game against the New York Giants, the Titans will host the Cowboys in a night game. Hopefully that's a big broadcast game on December 29th. which will be a hot ticket right after Christmas. I think that will probably be the most watched Titans game of the regular season. Other primetime games for the Titans, they'll have road trips to Kansas City in Week 9, Green Bay in Week 11, and it will be very interesting for the season because the Titans do not have A.J. Brown anymore. So we will hopefully still kind of perform like we did last season, we hope.
Yeah, so it looks like there's 8 home games.
Okay.
If I'm counting that correctly.
Okay, so somewhere around that, somewhere in that ballpark.
It's confusing because it says there's 18 weeks. So yeah, 8 home games. We'll find out.
Maybe 9-9. Maybe.
Maybe.
But there's always a, it's one of those weeks, an off week. There's always an off week in there. So
that's true. Can tell how much I know about football.
Yeah. We will be talking about things we know a little bit more about later on in this episode, which will include statements from Mayor Cooper about Nashville's position with the new, in quotations,
new stadium.
So we'll see what Cooper had to say about that. But first, we'll talk about some local food in Nashville. Recently, I went to Rise.
Ooh, and, chicken biscuit?
I got
chicken biscuits and
of
donuts.
Of course. Nice. No donuts. Just got a chicken biscuit. I was taking it to go, so I didn't want to get too messy with it.
Yeah.
The hard part about Rise is parking for to go.
It is rough.
So you know, just kind of a quick sneak and grab in there. But I got a regular chicken biscuit on one of their buttermilk biscuits. This thing is huge. Like, this thing is bigger than like a quarter pounder at McDonald's, it feels like.
Okay.
That kind of size. Like, the chicken patties is huge.
Yeah.
It's really good. I got some cheddar cheese on it and some bacon to add to it.
Nice.
It was really good. I always love Rise. I haven't had it in a while, so I was excited to have Rise. I got some coffee with it as well. And of course, the coffee at Rise is absolutely delicious.
So I had the opportunity to go to the Stillery in Midtown, not the downtown location on 2nd Avenue, the Midtown location.
Oh, nice.
It was interesting because I tried parking in one of the, it's not Premier Parking any longer, whatever the new company is. I tried parking in one of their parking lots and it wouldn't accept my vehicle.
What?
So like I couldn't, it was really weird.
Oh,
so it was
no.
just, it was just really frustrating. I had the hot chicken salad, and that thing was delicious.
You had the hot chicken salad?
Yeah, it was just it's
where
not,
is their Midtown location?
It's right between it's right next to that pizza place, Two Boots Pizza in Midtown.
Oh, okay. Yes.
It seems like a relatively new location.
Okay,
I believe it has like a really good outdoor patio. But I had the hot chicken salad. It's not like a party foul hot chicken salad.
Okay.
It's just regular salad with chicken breast.
Not the big
hot chicken.
That makes sense.
Party foul definitely has the better hot chicken salad, but it still was a great experience.
There you go. And that's the Stillery, right?
The
2nd Avenue location is their downtown location. All right. It may be hot today, but the weather's cooling off for the weekend. We'll show you maybe how to enjoy the best of this weekend with Explorers National Tip of the Day.
Today's Nashville Tip of the Day. It's a great weekend to head to South Cumberland State Park. If it's too warm for you, you could actually swim in one of the swimming holes at Greeter Falls and explore the waterfalls in South Cumberland State Park.
The several waterfalls on the property of South Cumberland State Park. Now, plan ahead. They're not all just right next to each other. But it is a great way if you want to cool down. Usually all of these areas are pretty entrenched by greenery and everything.
Yeah.
And so it's not, the sun isn't like super direct on you. So you'll be able to cool down well on your hikes or in these water holes, anything like that. We do have a video on our YouTube channel, Top Waterfalls near Nashville. You can search that. The YouTube video is called Top Waterfalls in the U.S. with the question marks if you want to look for that on there. But we go over a lot of the different waterfalls within about a two-hour drive
radius.
Of Nashville.
Yeah.
So if you want to see that list, that is on YouTube. But it's a great weekend to stay cool with waterfalls. Might be very busy on there. So plan ahead. Don't go maybe at some peak times. But any area around Tennessee with waterfalls should be absolutely beautiful around this time of year. So
yeah.
That is...
Oh,
do you have anything else?
No, go ahead. Close it out.
All right. So enjoy a waterfall this weekend. That is Explorers Nashville Tip of the Day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville-themed merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code NASHVILLEDAILY to get 10% off their next online order or in-person visit. You can find them inside of Marathon Village or at thescreenthreads.com.
This is very interesting. I don't know how often this
happens.
Has happened.
Probably not that often.
Mayor Cooper wrote an opinion piece in the Tennessean.
It doesn't happen that often. Like, I think this is literally my first time seeing a mayor of Nashville write an opinion piece for the Tennessean.
It's an interesting move. It's an interesting move. I will say that.
Instead of having a press conference.
Instead of putting out a memo, instead of writing a...
email.
Instead of just maybe an interview piece or an article with a few quotes, or there's a lot of other ways that this normally happens. But Cooper wrote an opinion piece in the Tennessean. We're kind of going to walk through this. Now, the main point of this is Nashville's football stadium. The title of this, Nashville's football stadium will not be taxpayer burden under new plan. So that is the title of this. So is this, we'll kind of pose a question at the end. This is an interesting piece because there's not really a confirmation, at least from our perspective, there's not been a stadium is definitely happening. And so it's, is Mayor Cooper putting the cart before the horse on this one? Is he confirming that there is an actual stadium that's going to take place? We'll kind of let you be the judge of that. So in the Tennessean, it starts out with Mayor Cooper. I feel like bringing us back to just like this is his brain. This is Mayor Cooper's brain. All right. For the past 18 months, this is in John Cooper's voice, so just pretend I have his voice. For the past 18 months, I have worked together with the Tennessee Titans and our valued state partners to explore all stadium options that make financial sense, provide benefits to our community, and keep the Titans in Tennessee for generations to come, which is kind of an important point in there. I want to give an update on the process and share the principles that have guided my thinking about a stadium solution.
So he goes on to say, doing nothing is not an option. That's the title in this little portion.
It's like a subheading.
Right now, under the original lease, Nashville taxpayers are on the hook for tens of millions of dollars per year for stadium maintenance and improvements. Part of the reason the conversation is happening right now, this is not in the article, part of the reason the conversation is happening right now is Nashville did not maintain the current Nissan Stadium properly. So, going back to the article. Those are general fund dollars that we need for other essential priorities impacting neighborhoods and families, like our public schools, first responders, homelessness, and housing. The lease obligates Nashville to provide a first-class stadium until 2038, an obligation that now means either renovating the current stadium or building a new stadium.
So just a point on that I want to talk about for a second. Nashville taxpayers are, quote, on the hook for tens of thousands or tens of millions of dollars per year for stadium maintenance and improvements. Now, essentially, Cooper's painting that out to be a bad thing because he said that is money that's spent in a bad place. It needs to be spent elsewhere on good things. But the way that I see it is that if the money that we are as taxpayers are on the hook for, if it provides a benefit to Nashville, if it means that that Nashville gets to enjoy the things that we enjoy as a community, such as the Tennessee Titans, such as enjoying the parking at their stadium, so there's a lot of things that we get as Nashvillians as benefits from that and maintaining that. There's a reason that we signed the lease through 2038. These things always go for very, very long-term partnerships. It's because a lot of Nashvillians want this to happen. And if Nashvillians say, okay, you know, we're considering this, the maintenance on this, just like we would maintenance for bridges and roads and all of this kind of stuff, we understand that maintenance has to be a part of this. So I don't necessarily see that we're on the hook for this. I see this as a part of being a Nashvillian. It's kind of how I'm looking at it. He's kind of painting it in a light that I don't think a lot of Nashvillians really think about it. I may be wrong.
So the next section of this article, a win for taxpayers. This is the title for this next segment.
There's one more thing that he wrote in that section.
Oh, yeah. So he goes on to say in that previous section, doing nothing means continuing to burden the Metro General Fund, an unacceptable status quo that will cost Nashville hundreds of millions of dollars. And now the next portion of the article is in bold, a win for taxpayers. Equally important to me is the obligation that I feel to you, the obligation that we do not use your property taxes on a stadium deal. Today, I'm excited to share that through collaboration with the Titans and state government, we are nearing a stadium solution that, unlike our current arrangement, will not burden Metro's general fund.
Okay,
go ahead.
Yeah. So this is interesting, and I think we'll find out a little more details. The thing that first comes to mind when I read that, that we are nearing a stadium solution, one of two things is happening. There's still a $1 billion that needs to be found.
$1 billion.
In order for this stadium to really be complete at its kind of estimated high point. And so it is interesting that if Cooper is saying that there is nearing a solution that will not burden Metro's fund, is that mean that there's a deal that's on the table, the other $1 million is taken care of? There's a lot of things that we don't know.
Billion dollars.
Billion. I said
million. Yeah, million.
That's a big difference right there. The other thing is that the obligation that we do not use your property taxes on a stadium deal. If not using our taxes resulted in the Titans leaving, I would rather us taxpayers just make sure we kind of take care of a few things. Now, I don't think there's $1 billion to throw around in this, even through bonds or anything. The state only put up $500 million. In bonds, but they're going to be getting back a little over $700 million in a 20-year deal. But, if the Tennessee Titans are important for Nashville, a stadium is very important for Nashville, because if we're hosting something like the World Cup, which we should be hearing announcements very soon on that, and Nashville is going to be getting a little bit under $1 billion in revenue for that, I feel like we kind of have an obligation to make sure that we do everything as we can as a city to make that happen. So it almost sounds like, and let me know if anybody thinks different, we don't want to put the burden on the taxpayers, but we want to reap the tax benefits of the events that are going to come in
for
having that stadium here.
Yeah, of course, that's the situation.
That's what it sounds like to me.
The really interesting thing, and this is off topic from this article, is I was talking to a family from Houston a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about the Titans possibly relocating into a new stadium and whatnot.
Yeah.
And they basically said that the Adams family approached Houston. And Houston said, yeah, we're not doing anything for you. And they're like, yeah, well, then we're leaving. And so that could be a very realistic possibility. I do know the Tennessee Titans franchise makes about $2.3 billion a year. Okay. But there may be a possibility for them to move somewhere else that's going to offer them some type of incentive.
Unlikely, but it's happened before this franchise.
Yes.
So Cooper goes on to say, as a city, we are in a different place today than we were 26 years ago. Nashville voters made a smart bet by approving $144 million in a Sports Authority bonds and general obligation bonds to build a stadium. Both Nashville and the entire state have benefited tremendously from having the Titans here.
Especially because of the NFL draft. Let's just throw that out there.
And now we have the opportunity to expand those benefits by getting the city out of the stadium maintenance business.
Because we're not a stadium city.
I feel like he said this entire thing just to correct himself on that one quote where he said, we're not a stadium city. We're not an entertainment city. And here he says, we have the opportunity to expand those benefits by getting the city out of the stadium maintenance business. So fine. We're out of the stadium maintenance business. Let's get into the development side of things, and let's make sure that we are trying to do our best to make sure that it happens in some other way. So let's see what Cooper continues to say. Cooper says, we initially pursued renovations to Nissan Stadium, thought to cost an estimated $600 million, but after factoring in rising interest rates, inflation, deferred maintenance, and aging infrastructure, the costs increased to more than $1 billion. I believe they said it doubled, so about 1.2 is kind of shining it up there. Additionally, the current lease obligates the taxpayer through 2030. It's painted so long. In such a negative light to where it obligates the taxpayer. The city made the deal.
Yes. On the dotted line.
When you live in an area, you sign up for what's on the books. Books. We sign up for it. If that's not what you signed up for, go live somewhere else. Like, that's what we signed up for. So it's not obligating the taxpayer. Like, we live here. We're choosing to do this through 2038. So it's pushing our exposure even higher. Some of the stadium's most basic infrastructure is nearing the end of its usable life.
Like the toilets.
Everything.
Yeah.
Rather than pouring over $1 billion into an aging stadium, we began working with the Titans in the state on the idea of building a new enclosed stadium for Nashville.
It kind of sounds like he's the one that started this conversation with the Titans.
Yeah, so it's like, and we'll get to this kind of solution effort here in a second from Cooper, but it's like, ooh, that's a lot of maintenance, $1.2 billion. Hey, what do you think about a new stadium? It's like, okay, that'd be great.
How much is it?
Oh, $1.2 billion, okay. Oh, and we're done paying for everything.
Yeah.
Whoops. Whoops. Okay, so this new subheading is called A Team Effort with the State and Hospitality Industry. Such a nice title.
All right. To finance construction of the new enclosed stadium, the state committed $500 million. And then they also allowed the increase in the hotel motel tax, which the hospitality industry supports. In the event of construction overruns, I have asked that they be covered by the Titans. I will not sell public land, raise the sales tax, or spend property tax dollars to fund the stadium. Tourists and spending around the stadium will pay for this project, not your family. Okay. And then he goes on to say, we are working on plans for a new stadium because doing nothing is not an option. So he said that like three times throughout this article. And renovating the current stadium would be financially irresponsible.
You know,
as we near a final stadium proposal, here are my commitments to you.
You know what's just so funny is the line has been repeated, doing nothing is not an option, but everything has been talked about as doing nothing so far. So I'm waiting for the solution. So it's like doing nothing is not an option. Here's all the ways we're not doing anything.
Yeah.
So let's figure out what some of these here's Mayor Cooper's commitments to you.
All right. So the first one, under no circumstances will property tax or sales tax increases pay for the stadium construction or future stadium maintenance or renovations, but the hotel motel tax will increase. Okay.
But. We're not staying. We're locals. We're not staying at these places.
Yeah. But whatever. Okay.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah.
The primary funding source for stadium construction will be the Titans and visitors to Nashville and the stadium campus. Taxpayers will be protected in the event of construction overruns. So this is so undetailed that I want a little bit more information. So the Titans, which would be the Addams Family, $700 million, and visitors to Nashville and the stadium campus. There were some estimates that about $5 to $10 million may come from the hotel motel tax increase.
Per year.
I believe, per year. Maybe it went up to 20. Can't remember fully at this point. But protective of construction overruns, I understand. That makes sense. The Titans will take on the financial responsibility of maintaining the stadium, removing Metro's general fund as the financial backstop, which I understand. Like, if we move away from being a stadium maintenance city, that's fine. Now I'm just waiting for more specifics on what we will be going into it. Like, if he says, when he said the stadium campus, want to know a little bit more about that.
All right. So the next one is, any new agreement will result in the Titans staying in Nashville for a long term.
For the long term. Yeah, which
10
makes
years.
Sense. I think
it'd be like 50 years.
So the Preds, usually when they make their deals with Bridgestone, it's about
30.
It's 30 years.
Yeah.
So we'll probably see at a minimum of 20 to 40.
Maybe.
Years somewhere is my guess. Metro, in his next point, Cooper's next promise to you, Metro will not sell any of the land that it owns on the East Bank in order to finance the stadium.
All right, and then this next one. Metro will work with the Titans to secure high-paying jobs, meaningful minority contractor participation, parks and green space, affordable housing, and welcoming environment for Nashville residents that incorporates the stadium into the community vision for the surrounding neighborhood. So the East Bank,
which we'll be talking about in a future episode here soon. The East Bank was already going to be that.
Yeah.
Whether or not the
biggest
the Titans
question
are building
I
a new
have
stadium or not.
About all of this, and I don't know if... I think this is, I already know the question I think I'm going to ask. But who owns that parking lot where they're thinking about relocating? Is it the state or is it Metro Nashville? I think it's the state.
That's a good question. I mean, nobody's ever talked about it in any of these articles that we've mentioned.
Yeah, so I do believe it's the state, but I don't know.
It could be, because I think most of the people who park there and get transportation to downtown are
state employees.
State employees?
I think so.
I don't know. Let us know. That's something we don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But okay, so what is Cooper saying here? Is he confirming the stadium? I think he is.
$1 billion.
It's one of those things. There are a lot of little things that you could point to confirm the stadium, but there's not been a single sentence yet that says stadium is confirmed. But this is more validation that it will happen. The part that is very interesting to me is really there's very, very few details on there is a non-number situation of what Nashville as a city would provide, and he didn't really even mention the hotel tax. He just said it was available. He just said it's going to be deferred to the visitors of Nashville and the Titans campus. So a lot of vague things. I would have loved to really see, with a lot of money still left on the table that we don't know what's going to happen with or who could invest in that, to see what is the potential that Nashville could bring to the table, because I actually think it's more exciting to have a little more ownership in it than to really pull away. It seems like the pulling away is a lot harder than it is to get involved, and I'd like to see maybe a little more balance in that.
I think over the next few weeks we will, especially with the announcement of the World Cup in 2026, that's coming within probably the next month. Like, it's coming soon.
Yeah, I think my prediction at the time was both of those official announcements will happen at the same time.
Pretty much.
Confirmation of stadium, confirmation of World Cup. If they both happen, I think they'll both happen at the same time.
It's going to be funny when they both happen. It's going to be like one of those little airplane banners running around the city. Like, we're getting the World Cup, but we're also getting a new stadium, everybody.
That would be great. That would be awesome. I'd love to see that. Let us know your thoughts on this John Cooper opinion piece.
Have you ever seen a mayor write an opinion piece in a newspaper? Because this is the first time for me.
I'm sure it's happened. This is a little bit unique. I mean, it was a good way to get out all of his thoughts. But an opinion rather than a memo is very interesting. Let us know your thoughts about Cooper's involvement with the stadium project in the comments. See you Monday. Thank you for listening to Nashville Daily.
To learn more about today's episode, visit NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. And to stay connected, head to our Discord and you can find the link at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com/connect. Nashville Daily is now offering tours. If you would like to take a tour of downtown Nashville, head to the link in the show notes or find out more details at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com.
Nashville Daily Podcast is an Explore.Nash production. Copyright 2022.